Perhaps there is no better way to experience our unity than in over food in an annual meeting, I would think. However, those of you who have been around this congregation for more than a little bit of time know that we are not a congregation that thinks all in the same way. We are not a congregation that is in constant agreement all the time. We are also not a congregation that is afraid to speak our differences. And so it is with fear and trepidation always that I face this lectionary passage in Paul's letter to the Corinthians as we seek to unravel and unwrap and understand what Paul is talking about in this time. So we will try again to do that this morning. Last Friday evening, the Nurture team gathered for yet another transition in the life of our church. Gina Bay started the meeting by celebrating the fact that despite all of the winds of transition which have blown through PPC, Providence Presbyterian Church, in this last year, there has been much accomplished, a whole page of accomplishments by the Nurture Committee, seeking to follow Christ in this year past. You will hear more about that in the meeting as we gather together downstairs, or you may read about it in the annual report as well, not just for Nurture, but in all areas of the life of this church. And also at that meeting, we elected new co-chairs of the Nurture Committee, Juliet Chan and Sally Lockhart, and we celebrated and cheered that reality as we move forward with Gina taking the chairing the nominating committee, the search committee for a new permanent full-time pastor. How, why do we make it through these times of transitions? Certainly not because you are a pastor-centered church, but because you are a ministry-centered church, grounded in the living Christ whom we alone seek to worship and serve. And as Elliot Fisher wisely noted in our time together, so much the stronger by the differences that are evident between us. Jesus is at the center of all that we seek to do, and we continually come back to that reality. However imperfectly and humbly we come to that exercise. And as I have told a couple of people this week, there's nothing like a new co-pastor to come and ask why we do things the way we do them to elicit humility, but also to help us to go deeper in the ways in which we are thinking about the ways that we follow Jesus Christ in this time. And so it is most appropriate that we encounter again this week's lectionary passage, this text calling us to unity together, to remember the center and source of our life and blessing in Jesus Christ, no matter what challenging things may come our way. And they have indeed for so many, and are, as we heard in our prayers this morning and all weeks. Paul's opening of the first letter to the Corinthians is a plea that the church be united in the same mind and the same purpose. Think about that early church. Having received the great power of Christ's message and resurrection, they're now sent forth to live that out in their lives. And they have a million ideas about how to do it, and a lot of leaders on fire to do that. Does any of this sound familiar to you? It may come as a surprise to you, but we don't all think alike in this church. We don't all look alike. We come from many different backgrounds, experiences, opportunities, many different resources and gifts, and yet the message of our scripture today is that we may still live as a community, united in the same mind and the same purpose. How can that be? How can such a varied congregation come together to be united in mind and purpose? It seems almost impossible. But Scripture tells us, and we have seen it ourselves, that nothing is impossible with God. It's our privilege to be able to gather together in Christian community to seek God's love and grace together, to seek to follow Jesus Christ more closely. The interim study committee, our diverse group of folks working through much of last year, looked deeply at our church and what holds us together as a community of faith as they pondered where God is calling us next. In the midst of that task, they came to reaffirm the mission statement which has guided this church now for over a decade, since before I came to serve you. Called together by the Holy Spirit, Providence Presbyterian Church is a welcoming and inclusive community of faith committed to Jesus Christ and the Word of God as proclaimed in the Bible. Through worship, education, and fellowship, we strive to use our myriad gifts and resources to share God's message of love while enriching the spiritual growth of each individual and serving the needs of our diverse community and the world. This mission continues to be who we seek to be. First and foremost, a welcoming and inclusive community of faith committed to Jesus Christ. Paul's text doesn't say that it is easy to agree as we journey together to the purpose that God has for us. But it is a call for us to be in agreement with no divisions between us, united in the same mind and purpose. We have a choice as to whether our agreements become divisions. And we will affirm later in the scripture words of Paul to the church at Philippi that the same mind, the same purpose that we have is rooted in Jesus Christ. Our agreement is to be and to continue to be in relationship, in the commitment to be together, even to wrestle through the hard places and the issues of our day and in the broader society, that there be no divisions between us, no factions developing, but that when we come out on the other side, our focus will be towards a common purpose. A purpose which is completely grounded in Christ and living that out in this place and in the world. The early church in Corinth struggled with that. With factions and allegiances to various leaders and perspectives, each claiming their own truth and gathering up followers. And our text this morning reminds us that we seek the truth of Jesus Christ alone. And yet even that poses peril as we concentrate on differing emphases of the message, as different texts speak to us in different ways in Jesus' ministry. It is good to reflect and to tune our minds to seek Christ's purpose in our ministry and mission together. We are all the stronger by the differences and the commitments that we bring to that table. We are all the stronger as we look at our lives and how we are living them and ask that question of ourselves: are we seeking to live Christ's purpose? Our unity in mind and purpose comes as we seek to identify how we will act as a congregation, how we will live that out, the face that we will bring to the world, growing in Christ, deepening discipleship, welcoming all people, honoring our diversity in ways that respect all people, living in mission in the world. Our faith is not something just for us to reserve for Sunday morning. And there is a true unity of purpose for us in that. Though each one of us has a piece of the puzzle to make it happen, a particular way that God is gifting each of us to act, these four strands are together in purpose. In our mission statement, Paul will write later in this Corinthian letter that each one has a part to play. The eye is not more important than the ear, for all work together for the good of the body. What was happening in Paul's time is that people were choosing up sides. In other texts in Corinthians, they were saying that one person's gifts were better than another or more important to the whole of the community, to the unity of the community, when all of them are needed to weave together a stronger whole. That great passage that we read so often at weddings, love is patient, love is kind, is not a wedding passage. It's about a church that's fighting with one another. Remember that next time you hear it at a wedding. But it's a great call to us to be rooted in Jesus Christ, the love of Christ that was poured out for all of us. This will take root for us in exciting ways in this year to come. It is already taking root in some very exciting ways. I'm excited to see how that is going to unfold in yet another year of transition at Providence Presbyterian Church. Some of you will work very closely with Pastor B in her gifts. Some of you will work closely with me. Some of you will work with both of us. Some of you will be following wise leaders in this congregation in ways that your pastors could never lead you. And examples of that abound here again and again. Think of the emergence of Beautiful Day in this last year of working with refugees. Think of the image of 34 of our members from all parts of our congregation working together, walking together on the AIDS walk. Think of our candidates for ministry. Definitely pray for Kathy on Friday as she takes an ordination exam. But our candidates for ministry, Kathy Cooper and Jerson Roca, our student in seminary, Melody Ward, and Jade Alves, who's hoping to go to seminary. In a church of 130 members, 4 people in preparation for ordination and ministry beyond their current ministry. All of it works together in common purpose to live out this focus, to help us grow closer to Christ and Christ's mission for our lives as individuals and in community for our world. The power to live this out is the gospel message, grounded in the cross of Christ, of a Jesus who gave his life that we might live. Paul will write in the second letter to the Corinthians, the power lies with Christ, in the cross of Christ, the one who became sin and lived in constant connection to God, so that we might be joined to him and learn to live in that way to become the righteousness of God. It is Christ who makes us one and able to reach across the differences between us, to learn from one another, to challenge, to grow, to comfort, and to engage issues that are so difficult in our world. We come together this Sunday to celebrate our annual meeting and to reach again for that unity of mind and purpose as we reflect back on this year behind us as we look forward to the year that has already begun. We still have ways to go and stretch and to learn together and from one another and to listen carefully to where God is calling us in the next chapter of this life. It is a very exciting journey, and we are glad to have everyone here taking part in it. It is God's power at work in us that we seek to live out, and we are called to live out of that reality that we live in Christ and gain our power in and through him. Friends, we have good news to share. As a community of a faith, as hearers of that gospel message, let us live in a unity of mind and purpose that our work may proclaim God's praise today and always. Amen. As we seek to go forth this morning, then let us share together in our affirmation of faith Paul's words to another church, the Church of Philippi, found in your bulletin this morning. Let us stand and affirm this passage together. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.